Major travel news. Americans can now renew their passports online, bypassing a pretty cumbersome mail-in paper application process that has caused delays, especially in recent years since the pandemic. To talk about the significance of this, how it all works, we have Beth Gussler joining the show, who is Connecticut's Passport Agency's manager for passport services. We did reach out to the U.S. Department of State, the Bureau of Consular Affairs, and Beth was able to make time to come on WICC to talk about this significant move. I mean, Beth, let's start with good morning, but also telling us about how we got to this place of now doing renewals online.
Good morning, Melissa. Happy to be here. Yes, as you mentioned, historically, passport applications for renewal had to be printed out, a check had to be submitted, a stamp had to be procured, and everything had to be mailed in to us. But since 2022, we've actually been doing renewals online. And it was a small number to begin with, but since then, we've done about 750,000 online passport renewals while improving the experience for customers. It's, you know, very convenient from the comfort of their homes, as long as they can get online to our website, which is really fabulous. It's travel.state.gov/renew online. They can do everything online. They can submit their photo. They can submit their payment as long as they have a card. So it's truly an important modernization initiative that the State Department has created for the public.
I mean, let's talk about what we've seen, especially in the last couple of years. Since the pandemic, we saw, I mean, I think I can remember in Connecticut, record wait times, months where people were waiting, even if they got their application in on time, let alone if they felt like they were up against the wall to get them done. What have we seen, if you could give a better snapshot, since I'm not in your office, but you're seeing it, you know, on the ground level, what have we seen specifically in the last couple of years for Connecticut residents and their passports?
Sure. Yes. As everyone knows, we had a historic backlog last year, resulting from the pandemic, possibly from the first test of the online passport renewal system. But we've increased our staff size in many agencies, and we've created this tool that will, you know, prevent millions of people from having to submit their applications either online or in person somewhere. So we've really, really created something better, a better process for everybody.
So again,
in Connecticut, in Stamford, we are the smallest or one of the smallest passport agencies in the country. And last year alone, we did almost 500,000 passports just in our agency.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, and we're starting to see more and more, Beth Gussler, things being done online. I would think, though, with the passports, I mean, even our DMV just trying to renew licenses, we're still trying to get the hiccups kind of together. And that's been in place for a couple of years now. How extensive would you say, in your professional opinion, was it to make passport renewals done online, you know, to do it without, you know, hiccups, essentially? Because I know this is obviously probably one of the most important travel documents people will have with them across the globe.
True. Yes. The U.S. passport is definitely one of the gold standards for travel in the world. So we did a lot of improvements, right? I mean, we tried this in 2022, continued it last year, and there were a lot of hiccups, it's fair to say. But we've created a better photo tool, which was definitely one of the issues we encountered last time. So the requirements are pretty specific. And a couple things we saw a lot were people submitting photos with glasses and photos with backgrounds that were not white or off-white, which is the requirement. So the photo tool is much more stringent now, and it will reject photos before anybody can even submit their application. So I think that's going to be very helpful for people.
So give us
The requirements are pretty succinctly stated, I think, on our website. You know, you have to be an adult, you have to have a 10-year book, can't request any changes either in your name, your gender, your date of birth, your place of birth. It's only routine service right now, so you can't be traveling within 8 weeks, and you have to be able to pay by card for sure, which everybody is pretty familiar with these days.
Are there other things, Beth Gessler, that people should be thinking about when it comes to passports? I think I was reading in the AP, for example, like children's passports. I don't know if they could do it online, the renewals.
They cannot.
Okay.
No. So for children, the passport is only good for 5 years because, let's face it, children change in appearance very quickly.
Yeah.
Yes. And for minors under 16, we do require both parents' consent. So either both parents are present at the application time or one of them submits a statement of consent that has to be notarized. So those still need to be done in person, either at an agency if you're traveling within 14 days or at a post office, probate court, library. There's so many places where people can apply these days.
I also saw on here that if you're a first-time passport applicant for renewal and you live outside the U.S., or if you want an expedited application, those cannot be done online. But the system is fully up and running after a pilot program was put into place. And as Beth just mentioned, the kinks were kind of worked out. What I also saw here, Beth Gessler, who again is Connecticut's passport agency manager, is that there's no charge to existing passport processing fees. That's usually like $130 before doing this online process. That's pretty neat to save people money.
There's no change in the fee, right? So it's still $130. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's no change. Okay. I thought there was no charge. Man, that'd be pretty cool. Just do it for me, Nate, right?
One day.
Yeah, one day, right? We'll get there. I mean, the convenience factor, though, Beth, I think is such a huge deal, especially when you look at there's been such a shortage. I mean, when a shortage of workers, that's probably one of the biggest reasons we saw such a backlog, correct?
We were understaffed, yes, as most of the country and a lot of different industries, we were understaffed for a while. But now we are fully staffed across the country. We have 29 passport agencies. We're settled to start 6 more in the next few years. So, yes, we've tackled that issue. We are fully staffed.
So, Beth Gessler, where do people go if they want to renew their passports online and they qualify, as you just pointed out before? There are certain, categories where you still have to do it in person, but many that do not, and you could simply use the online tool. Where do they go to do that?
travel.state.gov/renew-online. And all the information is there, all of the steps. It's pretty self-explanatory and very easily done, I believe. And I would just like to really stress, make sure you go to .gov websites when you're trying to get any kind of government service.
Yeah, definitely. You have to be careful of all the scams out there for sure. So again, that website is www.travel.state.gov/renew-online. Beth Gessler, I want to thank you so much as Connecticut Passport Agency's manager and for coming on the show to detail this for us. Really big deal. We really appreciate it.